insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, we have reached the 25th verse of Surah Ankabut. Let's listen to the verse under discussion, and we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين
And Abraham said, You have only taken other than Allah idols as a bond of affection among you in worldly life. Then on the day of resurrection you will deny one another and curse one another, and your refuge will be the fire, and you will not have any helpers.
So, brothers and sisters, as you were with us with the story of Prophet Abraham, you know that the previous verse said that actually, فَأَنْجَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ the Almighty Allah saved him from the fire. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ There are certainly signs for the people who believed. Now, we understood that in the fire of ignorance and crime of these mischief mongers burnt only the means of captivity, and Abraham became free. And these are actually the other aspects of the signs. But in this 25th verse, by the grace of Allah, Abraham is now delivered extraordinary from that great fire. But he only did not desist from stating his aims, but also strengthened it with more speed and enthusiasm. وقال And Prophet Abraham said, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةً بَيْنَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا He, after this incident, said, You have chosen only idols instead of God, instead of Allah. The love between you is only the life of the world. مَوَدَّةً بَيْنَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا So, how was the choice of idols as the cause of love between the idolaters? This question can be answered in different ways. The first is that when it says, إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ You have chosen only idols instead of Allah. The love between you is only the life of the world. The first is that worshipping an idol in every tribe was the secret of unity between them. And for every tribe, there was a chosen idol. Every specific tribe had their own specific idols. And it has been cited about the famous idols of the Age of Ignorance that the people of every city or tribe had an idol, including the idol of Uzza that belonged to Quraysh, and Lat that belonged to a Thaqif tribe, and Manat that was particular to Aus and Khazraj. Anyway, this is one point. Another matter was that actually worshipping idols had created a relation between them and their ancestors, and they often pretended by the same pretext that those things were the traces of their ancestors which they followed. So they actually negated the responsibility and did not want to actually accept the responsibility that they had regarding these idols. And besides, the chiefs of the pagans invited their followers to worship idols, and this was a ring of join between the chiefs and their followers. But the point is that on the day of hereafter, all these rotten links will be broken, and everyone puts its sin on another one's shoulder while cursing him and negating the deed of the other. And that's how the situation is on hereafter. Even their objects of worship that they wrongly thought they were the means of their relation with Allah, and about which they said, "We only serve them in order that they may bring us nearer to Allah," even these actually objects of worship will repudiate them. They will deny them. As the Quran says, "Soon the gods shall deny their worship and become adversaries against them."
وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم
So, brothers and sisters, you were with us regarding this verse, we can say that among the idolater tribes, the idols were the axis, and every tribe had a particular idol, and it has been recorded in history. For example, Quraysh had Uzza, Thaqif had Lat, and the idol of tribes Aus and Khazraj was called Manat. And these idols were the means of the link of idolaters with their ancestors. This is one of the reasons why they did not accept throwing them out. So,
وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا.
But this is the love between you that is only the life of the world.
ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض.
But on the day of hereafter, some of you shall deny and curse the others.
وَيَلَّعَدْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا.
Some of you will curse the others.
وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ.
And your abode shall be the hellfire.
وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ.
And you shall not have any kind of helpers. So, the purpose of denying some of them the others, and some of them shall curse the others. Actually, it says,
يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا,
is that on that day they will repudiate each other.
they will negate each other. And what was the cause of their link and false love in this world will be changing into enmity and hatred in hereafter. That's how the situation will be, as the Holy Quran says. So it is understandable from some traditions that in hereafter, the believers even ask forgiveness and intercession for each other, but the polytheists will be busy cursing each other. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.